You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 423, recorded December 2021, posted November 2023. Upsetting image.
Nerds, and welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, your Dungeon Master. Today, we are continuing Shemshine's Bedtime Rhyme, a level 4 adventure from the Candlekeep Mysteries Book of Adventures. I am your Dungeon Master. Allow me to introduce our players. They will remind you of who their characters are, and then I'll give you a quick recap of what we are up to. Let us start with Kathy Campbell. Kathy, welcome.
Why, thank you. I am playing Hermione, a centaur fighter who's currently rocking out to the music in her head.
Mm-hmm. Also joining us, it's Aline Sims.
Hello, I am playing Lapis, the Tabaxi cleric. Pronouns are she, her for both of us. And we are trying to figure out what these groovy tunes are.
Indeed. Also joining us, it's Tiff Armand. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, she, her, playing he, him, Polly Quartz, the rock gnome druid, with his familiar little Antony. Not to be confused with Tony, but you can also confuse them and it would be fine.
They're very similar in so many ways.
You know, both of us fictional, both of us small demons, the list goes on and on.
Both of you love pillow mints. I mean, come on.
Yeah, who doesn't? Who doesn't? Also joining us, it's Rosemary Orchard. Hi, Rosemary.
Hello, I'm Rosemary Orchard, playing Tulipa Floats, she, her. I am a fairy wizard with a cat familiar, which may or may not be larger than I am, and also occasionally octopus-like in appearance, slash slippery, slash rainbow. I may or may not also be part elf, slash Christmas elf. This is yet to be determined, but either way, I'm very small, and apparently I'm trapped in a room.
Dun, dun, dun. So much rich backstory. And also, last but certainly not least, it's Erica Ensign. Hi, Erica.
Hello, I am playing Frutat Ha, a Goliath barbarian. Our pronouns are she, her. And have you seen my brother? Also, do. That's all that's going on in Frutat's head right now.
So, the aforementioned adventurers have found themselves in a interesting situation. They arrived back at Candlekeep, where the normal rooms at the inn were all booked up, and so they were offered just a great rate on the overflow rooms, which are also the overflow storage room for various books in need of repair and recategorization here at Candlekeep Library. So they have found themselves in Firefly Cellar, a multi-level basement structure beneath the place where you'd normally be able to sleep in comfort. Here at Candlekeep. Their first night went without incident. They felt, you know, they woke up feeling ready for the day, just that level of rest that we in the real world never get anymore. Everything is great. But there is the one little thing that Hermione woke up humming a tune that now all of the adventurers and other occupants of Firefly Cellar find themselves humming along in disjointed unison. And it's impossible to get out of their heads. Adventurers, I'll have Kathy, can you just give us just a little sample of what that sounds like?
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 something, something, something.
Excellent. Yeah. This tune is stuck in all of the heads, both the players as well as the various NPCs that you met on the previous adventure. So just to remind you, who are you here in Firefly Cellar with? Well, there's Varnir, Sun Elf Librarian, Ebdur, Human Librarian, Crinkle, Kenku Librarian, and Catulla, Visiting Tabaxi Scholar. And at the end of last session, in reaction to all of you humming the tune, Varnir ran up to the top of the cellar and appears to have sealed all of you in. Varnir herself is also humming the tune, seems very frustrated at herself. So you find yourself in kind of this common room in Firefly Cellar. There is still plenty of toast to be had, but you have been sealed in a basement with some librarians and a tabaxi nerd and a small child and all the junk that you all brought.
Stop talking about little Antony like that.
I don't think Cuddles is classified as junk.
I think if I'd have to consult the Monster's Manual. And you all have this strange tune in your head, which I believe so far you have determined probably has words to it. Can't figure out what they are. And it does seem magically the closest in proximity to some kind of curse. So that's great. So what's next?
I'm dancing.
I think I was going to go and ask Varnir, but I'm actually going to ask this lovely little small child here, because small children perhaps are less susceptible or more susceptible to magic and therefore may have information that we are missing, and ask her, does she know this amazingly awesome tune that she's humming? And can she tell me a little bit about it?
She says as she spins in circles. Yep. And she claps.
Do you know anything about this magical tune? You're so good at singing it. It's amazing. Can you tell me something?
What can I tell you?
Do you know this song? Where do you know this song from?
You're all singing it.
Did you know this song yesterday?
I don't think so.
Okay. Did you have any cool dreams or strange dreams last night?
All my dreams are strange.
Tell me about them.
My granddad says I shouldn't because they're scary.
That's okay. I know some things are scary, but sometimes it's less scary if you share it with somebody.
Maybe.
I think I'm going to need
Tony, you're really good at this. Are you secretly a six-year-old child?
I don't think it's a secret.
Yeah, there's no secret.
Is there a is there a candle nearby?
No, all of the light sources in Firefly Cellar are lanterns full of fireflies.
Are the fireflies singing?
The fireflies are not singing.
Are they blinking in tune?
No, there's just a kind of constant warm glow from the fireflies. Okay.
All right. I am
no open flames here in the library, I think.
Okay. I am going to use my cantrip Druidcraft to create a harmless effect of falling leaves and grab this child carefully, gently, and go, "Oh my gosh, did you feel that too?"
What was that?
It felt like leaves, right? Right. You felt that too, right? You must be magic.
I think so.
That was like a magic thing. Like, if you felt that, like, wow, that's really, really cool. That's really good that you felt that. Like, this is something that not many people can feel. So maybe it means that you know something. And maybe that can help us. That can help us solve this mystery.
Maybe.
I'm trying. No.
Do you want to play tag?
Yes.
I would also like to play tag.
You are very welcome to help play tag, mostly because I am going to struggle because I'm pretty small, so my running skills are impressive for my size, but I'm like knee high to the small child. So.
Roll whatever skill you think is most relevant to tag. I'm thinking acrobatics.
Damn it.
Are we rolling acrobatics?
I got a 19 on acrobatics.
Nice.
Polly and Tulipa are playing 11. Tag. 11. All right. Hold on. Let me roll for Gilby.
Wait. Little Antony got a 1.
Oh. Oh, yeah. The cat. Little Antony, I should check on the cat.
Critical fail.
All right. Little Antony basically quits. Little Antony reads quits.
Okay. The cat got a 14, but it also hopped up onto a bookshelf and started giving itself a bath. So
Gailby only got a 7 on her acrobatics check, so there's about 4 minutes of tag before Gailby is it and then can't possibly catch any of you except little Antony, who says he is refuses to play along. And so Gailby is now annoyed at you all.
To cast Charm Person on Gailby.
Okay, we are now using magic on children.
Yes, we are.
I mean, I was already using Druidcraft.
I have very low morals.
I would say that, I mean, Druidcraft is using magic near a child.
True.
Charm is literally using magic on a child's brain. This is ethically dubious. I was merely pointing out what we're doing. I was not, I was not saying one way or the other.
Just confirming that you know.
I would say, thankfully, Ebdur is under the subject of a spell that is making him sing over and over again. And so does not notice this. Please continue.
All right, so Polly, you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Mm-hmm. Rolling a wisdom saving throw for Galeby, the small child trapped in a library with you.
Who we just hired out from Tag.
Yep. You know what? I think Galeby's going to do that with disadvantage. Galeby has rolled an 11 on wisdom.
That's the number. Mm. The save is 11.
Then Galeby made the save.
Well, there goes my ideas.
I'm just having a look. I realize I have the same spell twice. I'm just trying to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Galeby continues to run in circles.
I feel like it doesn't seem like she's going to be super helpful anyway. Yeah. So
I mean,
possibly not the mastermind.
Right. So Varnir seemed to know what was going on.
This is true.
Varnir is pacing back and forth by the stairs.
Who wants to share more about what's happening here exactly?
Is that a question for the players or for the room?
No, to our new librarian friends.
Well, Varnir, I guess her elven ears perk up at that, and she kind of reluctantly strides over to you, Lapis, and says, "Well, I suppose I ought to offer a bit of an explanation. Perhaps you're owed that at the very least. Well, the reason the avowed that we take this so seriously is that there have been problems in the past. This is long, far back in my early days at Candlekeep. It was about 500 or 600 years ago. But there was this whole, singing madness issue, and some book merchant came in and had this song in his head, and he was singing it, and then the avowed were singing it, and it was a whole thing. And my understanding, is that they had them all sealed away, and that was how they dealt with it.
Not entirely sure
how it shaked out.
Polly has an idea, and he runs to go get the books that were dropped off yesterday afternoon and bring them back to the group.
Okay. You dash down to Catullus' room and come back with a small stack of books about the histories of magic.
Crew, my idea here is that, I don't know, these just showed up and now we're all singing, and everyone else here said they weren't singing before and now we're all we're still singing. Maybe it's one of these guys.
The books. Kind of grumpily says, "There's many books here." He gestures at all of the hundreds and thousands of books.
Yeah, but these just showed up. These were the new guys that we brought in.
Oh, that is true. There probably were some others as well, but that is true. Can't argue with that.
Very smart. Do, 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 do.
Okay. Arcana check on them? What would be...
Sure.
Let's all roll some Arcana.
Sure. I'll do it with my
big Arcana circle.
Remember that basically when you're helping each other, all you have to do is say, "I am helping," and that gives somebody with who is making the check advantage. So
I'm going to roll it with my my clear die that has where's my camera? A little ducky in it.
Aww,
little
ducky, so little rubber cute. Ducky.
Yep.
All right. Well, I will help.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Okay, so you're going to help me then?
Sure.
And then somebody else can... Okay. All right. That's good, because I rolled very poorly the first time, but I rolled much better the second time. So that is a 22.
Yep. You take a couple books off the stack for Tata and are kind of studying them. Though the books are all about the history of magic and various kind of theories about how magic emerged in the world and how people first came to harness it and use it for the arcane arts, the books themselves are exceptionally mundane and have no magical energy or auras to them whatsoever.
Not these books, sorry. And then I put them down.
Polly curses, but you can't hear it because he's humming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a musical curse.
It is a musical curse. Whoa!
Have we considered asking Catala? the other tabaxi here, whether or not she may know something about this.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. I remember yesterday you were talking about music.
Huge fan of learning.
Yes. And I was wondering, have you read anything about a magic song before?
I have not read anything about a magic song.
Have you read anything about magic happening here, say, 800 years ago or so?
I'm not familiar with that. You know, it's actually very interesting. The Avowed have some heavy-duty wards here on Candlekeep, so the fact that we are experiencing this is fascinating. If we live to write about this, I'm sure it will be worthy of interest in one of the presses.
Oh, no. Okay.
So basically, we're locked in here with a ton of books without any idea of...
Okay. Anyone have, like, detect magic or anything like that?
All the Firefly lamps go out.
Oh.
Okay. Oh,
you are
Did anybody do anything to?
You are now in
trigger that.
I have dark vision.
Same.
You are now in darkness vision. So some of you can see in the dark, and see. You know, I guess you see very well in the dark. But those of you who are not are suddenly kind of stumbling around in the darkness. Gilby runs into several people.
Great.
I have fairy fire.
I'm just checking my inventory. Oh, that would be great because I don't want to light a fire.
Fairy fire only lasts for a minute, and every object within a 20-foot cube within range is outlined in blue, green, or violet light. I get to choose. It'll be violet. And any creature is also outlined in light if it fails a dexterity saving throw.
Is that for you or for everybody?
I believe everybody.
I think it's for everybody because it's helpful in battle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can at least help.
And as far as you know,
can we all intentionally fail?
Yeah.
I mean, it can at least help people get to the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm kind of near the table. So I'm just going to kind of use my dark vision to go within in the direction of the table as I was, mm-hmm. you know, previously able to see. And I will use fairy fire.
Okay. Many of you are now illuminated in violet light. Is that what you chose?
Yes, it's violet light.
So during that,
During
that minute, I'm going to get out. I hate to light a torch in here, but I need to be able to see. It's important to me. So I am going to get out my tinderbox and light one of my torches and keep it as far away from the books as I possibly can.
Excellent idea.
Krinkle, the Kenku librarian, says, "Open flames are not permitted in the Candlekeep Library." And then another voice says, "Please be very careful with that."
I'm going to light my torch as well, because I also have a torch in a tinderbox, and it seems like if we're lighting torches, now is a good time.
Does anybody have a sun rod? I don't think that gives off actual, like, flame.
No.
It would be safer. I just know I don't have one.
I don't.
Ebdur says, "Rules be damned. I don't want to die in the dark."
Are there any... Do you have any emergency fireflies or sunrods or anything?
I don't know what's going on. Krinkle, what is this? Krinkle is holding one of the firefly lanterns with a very worried look on her face, kind of gently shaking it. But all of the lanterns around the library are dark, as if all the fireflies went out at once.
Are the fireflies dead?
Can I try rolling, just like a history check. I've been traveling around for a while. Have I heard any stories
and
of anything
can I help you with that?
Similar to this? Sure. Mention something that jogs my memory a little tiny bit. And that is I said history, so that's a 20.
You know that all the lights going out is a common trope in horror stories that you've heard around the campfire.
Fabulousness.
True. That is right on. Does it feel familiar in any way? Like, it's, you know, the song is in our head. Do I feel anything like I recognize this from before? You said that, like, there almost might be words, but we can't quite get them.
It is infuriating that it's like, you know, there are words that go to this, mm-hmm. but you can't get any of them.
I'm going to slowly just, like, turn around and, like, just looking
at all of the shelves and the books, and like, do I feel drawn to any part of the room as I hum with
roll
all of my heart?
Scrying. I don't know, roll something.
Investigation. Insight? Can I? Insight not, on the books?
You can't do insight on the books.
I mean, you can, it just won't do anything.
Yeah.
Is it insight on myself, though, man? Do I feel drawn to? No.
Perception?
Would that be perception?
Yeah, perception.
Or
yeah. Okay. I'm helping.
Or investigate. No, it's more percepty. All right. Thank you for helping. perception minus one. So that brings me down to a 7.
You are like sensing around at books and you think maybe this book, maybe not. Maybe they're all books. And a book hits you in the back of the head. suddenly there are books flying
that?
Off the shelves at all of you.
Oh, this again.
I'm going to
go
like straight up, kind of like a rocket and hover above the flying books because I'm kind of delicate.
Yeah. Give me a perception. Sorry, not perception. A dexterity roll to try and avoid the books whizzing across the library from one shelf to another. You need to make a DC 13 dex saving throw.
Well, I rolled an 18. So.
So you nimbly do like a barrel roll and spiral up toward the top. There is, I guess this is important for creatures that can fly, such as you, Tulipa. There is right over the big table, there's like an over, there's a shaft, there's an opening that leads up to the top level, right? So, but yeah,
so
for everybody else,
suckers,
you're dodging and weaving to avoid really. Books. Who got pummeled by a book?
So you said it was a DC 13 dex saving throw?
Correct.
Okay.
I rolled 16, so I am safe.
All right, you
somehow my gigantic body missed.
Well, you could deflect it, you know, or, you know. But
you're
you
prancing.
Yes. I'm dancing, anyways.
With
so,
your toast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Polly got clocked real good by one of those books.
Oh, Polly. Oh. Polly takes 2 book damage to the side of the head. Lapis, how'd you do?
Yeah, I got an 18.
Lapis is nimble. Cat-like
all right,
reflexes.
Most of you, get avoid it. Catulla and Ebder do get hit in the side with the books. Varnier and Crinkle and Galeby, maybe they just got lucky, but they avoid it. Ebder has like a huge red welt on the back of his head that's like comically throwing up. Catulla looks very annoyed at all of this. I never. They don't tell you about this in scholar school.
Okay.
Are the books coming from any particular shelves, or does it seem
all
to
over.
Be completely random?
Seems like every which way, and they are now, you know, they have moved from shelf to shelf, and Varnier says, ugh, they're going to need to be re-resorted now.
Can I use an investigation check, perhaps, to see if there was something that triggered this that I don't know about?
Sure. You start reaching around on the bookshelf for one of the books that just whizzed
past. I will
past
help.
Tulipa.
Thank you. That's much better. 20 this time.
you fetch out a copy of, it looks like a history of heraldry from several thousand years ago. It seems to be a mundane book, and it is now in the wrong section, of course, but there's nothing about it that seems interesting or... It does
can
not
I use
also,
an arcana check to see if I can detect what kind of spell was used on this?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to just start 18. Catching books out of the air.
All right. The books seem to have quieted down. You do you grab a book without issue for Tata. Tulipa, the book has nothing kind of magical about it. It's as if somebody used perhaps some kind of prestidigitation type spell to launch it through the air. The book itself is just a physical object that has been propelled through the air and that some of you are unfortunate enough to have been hit with. Frittata, you managed to catch several books before they could potentially impact other ones. All the lights come back on and the books settle down.
I put out my torch immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
Is there a poltergeist in here? Like, what is happening?
Is there a section on poltergeists?
Should we check any of the other staircases or entrances to this room?
You are welcome to explore further. I think you have not. There are 2 staff-only rooms off the main level of the Firefly Cellar. There's not anything else off the top level. There were a couple rooms you didn't explore because they seemed like they were probably the personal quarters of the Avowed on the basement level. As far as you know, there is only one entrance and exit to Firefly Cellar, that being the spiral staircase you came down.
I ask Hermione, did you wake up with this in your head or did you just start humming it at breakfast?
I think that I woke up with it in my head, right? Yeah. Yeah, I woke up and that was the first thing that I heard. I can't stop.
Did the feeling of the song get stronger the longer you were awake, or what did it, like, was it this much in your head the second you woke up?
I honestly don't even remember. It's just so much in my head that it's always existed there.
I'm scared it's going to get so annoying. Like right now, Frittata is trying to lean into how much she's enjoying it, because if she starts raging, it's going to be really bad.
Yeah, books aren't going to like it.
I got one more idea. What books did everyone read before they went to sleep last night? Everyone. Hey, Rue! What'd y'all read?
Katala says, well, I read several books on the history of magic. One of them was a very fascinating book by the elven wizard of a great renown. This wizard believes that magic is inside all of us, and we simply must channel that energy to bring it out amongst us, and that also the true magic is friendship. I don't buy into that. I think that that is a controversial opinion among us.
We're just gonna need titles,
titles, and a very, very, very brief one sentence at most synopsis, please.
Everyone, go get really the book you were reading and bring it to the room.
Ebder says, "I was reading some crime fiction."
What?
Details crime later, fiction. Please. Details yeah. later. Yeah.
Crime. Crime. Okay.
Crime. Or
really
crime?
Enjoyed hearing Tony have to say lots of words. I'm sorry, I'm a terrible person, but it's here. I was reading this cookbook of cheese.
Cheese book. I'm writing all these down just in case.
I was reading a book of poetry.
Poems. Cheese. Mm-hmm. None of these are sticking out to me.
I was reading a cat care guide.
Cat care.
Do not put margarine on your cat.
No. No. That could result in explosive diarrhea.
Yep. Jorts!
What about the rest of you NPCs? What you got?
Gilby says, I don't know how to read yet, but I'm learning.
Were you looking at any books? Picture books? So. Haunted books? I don't know.
I don't remember. She spins again.
Did someone read you a book?
Spinning constantly. Eb just said,
"It's
usually I would, but she was fast asleep by the time I carried her down."
Ebder, is this unusual? Does she normally need a story to go to sleep?
No, this is how she always is.
Okay. I think we should go downstairs and look at the other rooms around where we slept.
Who didn't report about their book?
To start.
Who's keeping secrets?
Vanya didn't.
I was reading about rain spells.
Varner says, I was reading a very interesting book about the history of dragons.
Ooh.
Dragons.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to head downstairs.
Before we head downstairs, can I do a quick Crinkle makes a sound
kind of like sure. Like a bunch of books, like a bunch of pieces of paper being kind of flipped. So.
Okay.
Lots of stuff. Skimming.
Can I do a perception check to see if anyone's lying about their books?
Insight.
That would be insight.
And can I help you with that?
All right. That is 17 first roll and 19.
People seemed pretty forthcoming. Okay. I think people are very interested in not being locked in the cellar forever / possibly dying from this curse.
All right. Just checking. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Now we can go.
Let's start at the bottom.
Yep.
All right.
Crinkle kind of seems like, and then just waves you past to go down into the basement. So you stayed in, did you all pile into one room, I think?
Yep.
Know that there is a spare quarters is kind of the first door on your left next to the kitchen. I'm just going to assume that you kind of poke your head in and look at a variety of the rooms.
I'm flipping everything in the room that we slept in.
Yeah.
To start with.
So just to kind of give you a very quick tour of what is in the basement here.
You come across little Anthony's chocolate pillow.
Oh no.
He's very embarrassed.
First room on the left appears to be just another spare room for overflow guests such as yourselves. The next room appears to be the room of a small child, probably safe to assume that it is Gilby's room. It's full of toys and kids' clothing, and it's
kind of
in disarray. There's kind of a pink shade put on the firefly lantern there to give it kind of a kind of nice little glow to it. The room next to it appears to be Ebder's room. The very end of the hall, anyone who pokes their eyes into this room, well, I will say this room I think is probably locked, but knowing who you all are...
It's just a question of I have a feeling a locked door is perhaps less problematic for us than it might be for other people.
Yeah. Who breaks into doors in this party?
Who doesn't really?
I
mean, I've
I mean, we have a little we have a centipede on our team, so
yeah,
true.
I think Crinkle will appear and give you his key or give you her key to avoid. And she'll open the door and stand in the doorway.
Stop getting ready to cast a firebolt.
Yeah. Crinkle's room is very strange.
We all stand down.
Crinkle is the caretaker for the fireflies. So Crinkle's room, the walls of Crinkle's room are covered with tiny glowworms, larval fireflies, which she is raising.
Then
Crinkle has kind of like a hammock hanging from two pillars in the center of the room. So not your usual sleeping quarters.
Crinkle, yeah. Your room is beautiful.
Is anything out of place, Crinkle?
Crinkle looks around and says and shakes her head no. There's the room you stayed in. I don't know if I described that before, but it's just packed with kind of bunks and cots. There is a painting of Candlekeep on the south wall. There's the room Catulla stayed in, which is very Spartan. There's a bed, a watch basin, a little writing desk. It looks like Catulla has like a little knapsack with her possessions sitting on the bed. And then the last room coming back around the hallway appears to be Varnir's room. It is full of books. It looks like Varnir has a significant personal collection of books that she has built up over the years, and it is lit by kind of a firefly lamp that has been either enchanted or modified to give it kind of a green light throughout it. And there's just a big cushion in the middle of the room that perhaps Varnir sits on and meditates or reads books or whatever it is sun elves do.
Now the doors are all open. Can I cast an arcana check and just check if any of the rooms appear magical in any way, shape, or form?
Sure. Yeah, so you just kind of cast around with arcane.
That was 17.
You know, there is there's a variety of things that kind of low-level bits of magic here and there that you're aware of, Tulipa. It looks like, Varnir has something that's set up with a light spell on it, and there's a thing in the kitchen that has a heat metal on it to avoid having an open flame for the stove. And
it's an induction stove.
Yeah, little things like that, but there does not seem to be anything kind of... You're not getting any kind of malevolent sources of magic or anything that would be kind of out of place for, people's personal orders.
Strike anybody else as a little odd that Ebder is so old but has such a young child?
Grandchild.
I think it's his grandchild.
Okay.
I don't know if that was...
I don't know.
That may not have been...
I thought he said that.
Yeah.
Possibly. I might have missed it.
Yeah, I don't think that was...
flying around, carrying a pamphlet. It was pretty exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that's replaced.
I would like to go into our room and inspect the painting of Candlekeep that's on the wall, including, yep. I'd like to take it off the wall, look behind it.
Is there a safe?
Mm-hmm. You take the kind of big painting of Candlekeep off the wall.
I'll help if you need it.
There's nothing behind it. It's a pretty nice painting of Candlekeep. You're honestly, I think, genuinely impressed with the quality of work, and honestly, that this would, they would then use this as decoration in overflow housing. It's.
Did the other rooms have paintings this nice?
No, this one, it's almost like they're trying to compensate for how crowded this room is. It's like, yeah, this room will have five beds, but it'll get one nice painting. You know, the other room, the rooms from the Avowed obviously have kind of their own personal touches to them in terms of they have personal belongings. But the other rooms are relatively Spartan.
I want to do an arcana check on the painting. All right. As I notice that Lapis has taken it down. I'm looking a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. And arcana is +4, so that's a 21.
The painting does not seem magical in any way beyond the ability of a painting to transport you to a place through imagination?
Artistic vision.
To be clear, magically transport you there, but to transport your mind.
Can I do a history check to see how old this painting is? If there's any information that I can find out from the frame or something. I got a 20, so it's 23.
You're studying the painting carefully, you figure out based on what is and isn't current in the painting versus the current architecture of Candlekeep. You feel like you have it narrowed down to a 3-year time range, roughly 85 years ago. And then Frittata points out in the corner that it has the year that it was painted, which matches your.
Can I do a nature check on the firefly breeding room? I got a 15.
You are looking around the fireflies. There are these tiny glowworms. There's hundreds or even thousands of them. They're kind of clinging to every surface. They seem in good health. They're kind of peacefully kind of glowing on and off, kind of cycling.
Maybe we should search the other places.
Yeah, I was going to go across the hall.
I'm going to investigate in Ebgur's room.
Ebder.
15.
Hermione, you poke your head around in Ebder's room. So Ebder's room, right next to, between Galeby and Crinkle's room, kind of sparse. It's tidy. There's a bed in the corner, and there's a little reading desk and chair. There is a... one old clay bowl that looks like it probably has leftovers from a meal that he ate in here. He does have a trunk in one corner. We'll assume that you poke, you just open the lid because it was probably open when you came in, right?
Ask it if it's a mimic.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Sure. Totally. Oh, no.
Are you mimic?
It was open.
I don't talk like that. I'm not that kind of Goliath.
Yeah,
it just kind of fell open when I looked at it.
The trunk has a set of Avowed purple robes in it, a heavy wool coat for colder weather. The floor has a green rug that looks conspicuously not like a rug of smothering / scuttling. You're poking around, Hermione, and you see a little box underneath the bed.
I can help you out by pulling that box out. So that I'm going to go great. Under the bed and just try and drag this out. I might need the cat to come help me with this. we'll figure it out between us.
The box is kind of an ornate circular box with a little bit of silver filigree around it. It looks kind of fancy. It might be kind of maybe not quite a jewel box, but maybe more a fancy keepsake box.
And I presume this box is able to be opened without destroying it?
Yeah. It's that kind of box.
Excellent. Excellent. I would like to open the box. Do a history check on the box to see whether or not I recognize anything like this or if it's important. That's a 21.
The box does not seem historically significant. Popping open the lid of the box, inside there's kind of a little... glass figurine of a woman. There's it looks like an old a gold wedding band, and then kind of in a little kind of brass locket, a picture that seems to be Ebder at a slightly younger age, and then a young woman, perhaps his adult daughter, holding a very small baby.
I would like to carefully, gently put these things back underneath the bed. Actually, no, I would like to do an arcana check to make sure there's nothing magical about these, and then carefully, gently put them
none
back
of them
the bed.
Seem magical. You're just excellent. The kind of people rooting through a librarian's few yep. personal possessions.
Yeah, and so I'm very carefully, respectfully going to put these back, so hopefully he doesn't realize that anybody's
with them. Heroes, everybody.
Hey, we're cursed right now.
Yep.
Yeah. We're checking. We're checking carefully, but we're not going to, you know, destroy somebody's life over this unless we need to, or they're a bad guy.
Okay.
Is there anything else in this room, or is there a possibility of a hidden room
inspect that trunk.
Inside of the room?
Ebder's room seems pretty well searched at this point.
Can I, like, measure the walls, like, or maybe somebody larger than me can help, like, measure the length of the corridor and check that there are no hidden rooms
my
somewhere
arms.
That we can't see?
I have very wide wingspan.
Doesn't seem like it, though. It is a little bit hard to tell down in a basement. I'll mention you have not searched all the rooms yet, but you've searched at one end of the hallway.
All right, which one's the next one that we have not searched?
I guess Gilby or Vanir's.
Yeah, let's search the kids' room. Like, it would be just like a kid to have stumbled upon something and accidentally just.
So you're looking around in Gilby's room.
I think I will stand outside and let somebody else do it. Like, I just feel like I'm too big I'm not super clumsy, but I don't want to accidentally break a kid's toy.
I have no problem
like
rummaging.
Yep. Okay. Polly, give us a quick investigation check.
Go, Polly. I'll stand in the doorway and help by pointing.
Terrible. Okay, you're helping? Thank God.
Yep.
Did you look over there?
God, did you didn't check that help corner? Much over there.
Sorry.
Investigation, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
I mean, there's
zero.
Room for a couple eight. People in that room.
Someone else rummage. Because I got an 8. I got an 8.
You are, Polly, you just dive in and you're finding all kinds of toys and kids' junk and stuff.
Okay.
Looks like.
I get distracted and I start playing
to help
with
too.
It.
Nice. Yeah, you find like a really great dragon marionette and you are just all into it.
Nice.
Polly's just walking around the group.
I am just going to do some digging around.
And anyone else with some
and
good
I scored a 17.
So Tulipa, you are poking around with a 17. You start on the other side of the room. There's a little writing dress. Writing desk.
There's
a
also
writing
a writing
that,
dress.
You know,
she gets dressed
you
up to write.
You gotta get fancy.
Yeah, magical.
Does not make any sense. Now we can't edit this out.
There's still quills we'll make over. Sure to bring it up in the future.
Good, less work.
Mm. The OG Miss Frizzle.
There's a little writing desk, and it looks like Gilby has been drawing pictures there. And, you know, Tulipa, the first, there's kind of a stack of images that are kind of unsettling as far as children's art goes.
Yes.
You see that?
Wow.
Okay. I would like to show this to everybody else.
I like that it's labeled upsetting image.
Yes. Who drew this? Yeah. Tony, did you draw this?
No, I sourced this from the internet.
Did you just ask them to draw upsetting images?
No, MS Paint? Available on the internet. There are a series of images drawn in kind of... I mean, I don't know if they have crayons in Dungeons & Dragons land, but in very bright, contrasting colors with very simplistic images of people. And they show some very strange, unsettling scene. One of the images shows a person whose feet have been severed with blood pooling from the ankles. Another shows a boy underwater looking like he is drowning or dead. There's one with a dog with a severed hand in its mouth. And they're all rather, they're rather unsettling.
Alrighty. I think we might need to go talk to Ebder and this lovely small child whose name I've currently forgotten.
Gilby.
Because, Gilby. Yeah, it seems like maybe Gilby knows something that, she's...
Yeah, well, she said great use
of
color, though.
She said she was having... upsetting dreams.
Nightmare.
Yeah,
bad dreams.
So
So I think we're going to need to be very gentle and persuasive and see if we can get her to tell us a little bit more than what she's already shared. Is there anything else that we can see in this room? Can I do an arcana check to make sure that there's nothing magical that could have been disturbing her dreams? That's a 23. Oh,
right. Doesn't seem like it. You feel confident that it is not. Suddenly, the temperature in here feels like 20 degrees colder than it was before.
Oof. It
may or may not be ready
really
a firebolt.
Cold. So cold.
Cold.
I'm feeling
cold,
like the
cold.
Chill touch really cantrip is not very helpful.
You guys, I see dead people. No kidding.
Did it seem like that happened when somebody did something specific? Was there a trigger for that? Okay.
Unclear.
Okay.
I'm in the hallway.
I just did an arcana check and I didn't see, I didn't feel anything magical in this room.
Is it also cold in the hallway or is it just cold in the room? Because
it is cold in the hallway as well.
Okay.
Where's the little...
Can we check the firefly room? Are the fireflies okay? Is it cold in there?
Crinkle is kind of running around, checking on the fireflies. They seem kind of not as bright as before. Seems like...
Where's the little
girl? I'm going to light a small fire in the center of the firefly room to make sure that Crinkle's not too worried about the fireflies.
A little controlled magical fire pops up. Crinkle seems somewhat relieved by that, but also perhaps a little worried. To your knowledge, Gilby is up in the main room with Catella, Varnir, Ebdur, etc.
Little Antony's hanging out with her, actually.
Little Antony just working his way through a stack of toast the size of him.
I am so eating toast as soon as we are done with this, you guys.
I know.
This
episode
brought
toast
to you
for
by
and
toast.
Now I want toast. Toast.
The concept of toast.
Buttered.
Check it out today.
Toast. Hot buttered toast.
All right, I say we go talk to the little girl again.
Do we want to investigate the last room that sounds here?
I think we should investigate the last room and also possibly not all pounce on the little girl at the same time. I think that might be slightly terrifying.
The last room for you to investigate is Varnir's room, which I believe I described as being full of books. Lots of books that perhaps, as a sun elf, she is several hundred years old and has amassed a collection of personal books in her time here, perhaps at Candlekeep and before. And she has some nice reading lights here and a big cushion in the middle of the room. Does not look like there's a lot in terms of personal items that are not books. Heavy on the books.
My
do you
kind
want to
of
do
people.
Some investigation checks to find anything that is not books?
Yeah. I got a 6 minus 1, so I'm guessing...
I'm going to be helping you with that.
Let's see. Ooh, 16 minus 1.
You are finding books, much and better. More books. Hermione, you do a careful check to make sure that none of these books are levers that open a secret passageway. You'll feel confident that they are books.
I got a 23 on an arcana check. Are any of these books, a little bit shady?
None of the books are magical.
Okay.
There is a... Varnir has this kind of green glowing continual light spell cast on a candle that is not actually lit in the middle of the room. But there's no other kind of magical things, that are getting your attention.
Can I use perhaps history or investigation to see if any of the book titles stand out in any way?
Yeah, sure. Give me a quick check.
I'll use investigation because I have plus 5. So that gives me 16.
Lot of romance books. And then a little bit about elven history, but 85% romance.
I take note of some of the titles because, if she's, if these are ones that worth saving, I might want to check into these later.
All right.
Yeah. Same.
Players? Can I get any good names of romance books available from the D&D era that somebody would keep in the basement of Candlekeep?
One of them's called A Castle for Christmas.
A Castle for Christmas.
I was just gonna say that.
A Castle for Solstice.
Oh, A Castle for Solstice. All right,
there
excellent.
We go. Nice.
Yep.
The princess elf. Mm-hmm.
The evergreen tree in the castle. Mm.
The
you've got a scroll.
You've got a message smell waiting for you.
Sleepless in Waterdeep.
I was just gonna say that.
Oh gosh.
Crossed spells.
Mm.
Ooh, I like it.
Practical magic.
All right, that's the
yeah. All right, that, we're done.
Kathy wins. Kathy wins.
All right. Okay. So that's what Varney has to offer. But it sounds like you want to head back up to the main room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, up in the main room, things are a little bit different here. Catulla is standing by the stairs waiting for you all to come up and kind of rocking back and forth on her heels, muttering slash humming the song. I'm so glad you came back. We were very worried. Something has happened to Ebder. Over by the table, Ebder is on the floor. He seems to be not doing well. There's still kind of a horrible humming noise coming from him, but he also looks like his eyes are all kind of glassy, and there's kind of like a bit of frothing at his mouth, and he looks like just extremely unwell.
Can I do a medicine check to see if this is anything I recognize?
Yes, you run over and check on him.
Okay, so I rolled 18 plus 1 is 19.
Varnir is over comforting Gilby and mainly trying to keep Gilby from looking in the direction of Varnir. So, Tulipa, you flit over there and take a look at him. Ebder is still kind of just barely humming the horrible tune. But as you kind of inspect him, he is cold to the touch. There is like spit on his lips, and it seems like he is partially paralyzed. It seems like this may be that, you know, in his advanced age, perhaps he is susceptible to this curse spreading faster than the other occupants of Firefly Cellar. He does not seem well.
I wonder, do any of us have like a sleep spell that we could cast on him? Like, or would that make it worse?
I think that might make it worse. There's the possibility, because we don't know what we're dealing with, that anything that we do is going to make it worse.
Yeah.
Rather than help him.
Find out what's going on first. Yeah.
Yeah. So is he able to communicate in any way?
He seems completely out of it.
Okay. I'm curious about Gilby's.
He seems unaware of your presence.
I'm curious about Gilby's reaction to this. He said that Varnir's trying to like distract her. But does she even seem remotely upset, or is she just humming and dancing?
Oh, she looks terrified.
Oh, okay. Aww. Can I suggest that maybe we carry Ebder downstairs to his bed? I know it's cold down there, but then at the very least, he's in his bed.
I think we should keep everybody together.
That's a good point. Maybe we can move him around the other side of some of these bookcases.
Put him on Cuddles.
Oh, yeah. Cuddles is ready.
And say,
yeah.
Play nice.
Yeah. Maybe we can just move him to the other side of some of these bookcases, just so that Gilby can't quite so easily see what's going on, but we can still keep an eye on him very easily.
Mm-hmm. All right, you do that. You bring him over. Yeah. You possibly wrap him in a smothering rug.
Which has been totally nice. Like,
it's a cuddling rug, Tony.
Yes. And it's been totally nice.
Yeah, he seems not well. He is.
I'm going to relight my torch and position my torch in such a way that A, we make sure that we definitely always have light so that we can always see him, mm-hmm. and B, potentially provides a little bit of warmth. Don't know. Like,
all right. Catulla is happy to stand watch and hold the torch next to Ebder, though Catulla seems like she is possibly dealing with some state of shock as she is rocking back and forth on her heels, muttering the song to herself.
I mean, because he was the most affected, do you think that he's like the epicenter of this thing?
Mm-hmm. That is plausible.
I don't know how to.
Or that he's
that
just most susceptible.
Yeah. He's old.
I am going to say persuasively to Catulla that everything is going to be fine.
Roll persuasion.
Unfortunately, that was a one, which gives me. Yeah, which doesn't give me
Catulla. Catulla kind of rolls her eyes and says, I appreciate what you're trying to do.
Is anybody going to help me with that?
I'm not good at persuasion.
Would healing word help? Does he have like hit points that are down, or he's just kind of like losing it?
He is kind of losing it. I mean, okay. You know, he is unwell. I think because the source of his maladies is magical and not physical in nature. You know, it's possible that you could extend his life if he was. He's not dying, but he's really, okay. really close to it.
I am going to get the cat over here to try and help keep him warm.
Okay.
And, like, I mean, don't know. Tell us if something's going wrong.
A healing word probably wouldn't help. It might, like, slow down whatever is happening. Mm-hmm. I've seen that before.
What are these other staircases around this room?
Hermione's gonna, you know, do her little, like, dance over to this door down in the south side.
Okay.
And gently, boop, kick it forward with a hook.
Okay. The door, it seems like there was probably, like, a flimsy lock on the staff-only area that you kicked open. Seems like, thankfully, everyone is concerned about Ebder right now, and so no one is there to perhaps notice what you are doing, Hermione. You are looking into... Let's see, what is this room? This is the bindery. I assume maybe that either that is obvious to you or there was a label on the door. So there's like a workroom back here. There are leather bits, wood shavings, and paper scraps littering this workroom to the south of the main library room. There's a huge workbench that kind of runs most of the room. There's tools and contraptions all around. It basically looks like this is a place where books would be rebound. So there's a small section of books in different states of disrepair, and there's a bunch of stools at the workbench and some leather aprons and whatnot. So this looks like a place that books get repaired.
All right. I'm going to roll investigation. I got a 10.
Okay.
I'm just going to help with that.
All right. Roll with advantage.
kind of
rolled a 5. So
okay. I mean, I'm trying to help.
Yeah, no.
All right, you rolled a 10. Well, it's not too hard to find. You find basically by the door, there's kind of like an old-timey clipboard with a bunch of work orders on it. And it says there's a bunch of entries with pending repairs. The titles listed and their work orders are Festivals and Festivities of Ancient Koromir. Replace cover. Living a Dream, 3 years Among the Stone Giants. Replace cover. Shemsheim's Bedtime Rhyme, Repair Spine. Halfling Superstitions, Rebind.
That's I mean, the fact two of those sound the most curious.
Well, the fact that we know the title of this adventure.
Yes.
We're not like, supposed to know.
Player knowledge versus character knowledge.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't look directly into the camera while I read that one, you know.
I feel like we should investigate these books further. Perhaps all of them, because they were all damaged in the same way. They all need replacement covers, though in the bindings area, perhaps less unusual, but definitely.
You want to look around this room?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do.
Give me a quick perception check, Tulipa.
All right. That's persuasion. That's perception. There we go.
Here you
go. 19.
You have no trouble noticing, looking around the workbench. There are three books that are there that are being in mid repair. Those three books, of course, are Festivals and Festivities of Ancient Koromir. Looks like the cover is half attached. Living a Dream, 3 years Among the Stone Giants, also having its cover reattached. And Halfling Superstitions, which is set up in some kind of machine that looks like it's going to redo the binding on it.
There's a book missing here.
Oh,
there are four books on the clipboard, but yeah, there's a book missing here.
Interesting. I wonder what that book is.
Do you want to roll an intelligence check to know what the missing book is?
I don't think we need to do that.
Yeah, you don't need to. Do that.
I mean, I did. Nope. Yeah.
Okay. The answer to that is no, thank you, Tony.
There are four books. We found three of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. For the record, I am still out in the main room, kind of keeping an eye on everybody else, just to make sure.
Who's the most afflicted? Ebner.
Ebder.
Ebder. Yeah, Ebder. Is he a bookbinder? Was he working on these books?
I mean, I think all of the librarians, theoretically, would have been working in this room. There are several stools of different heights, so hard to say necessarily who would have, or, you know, presumably Catulla, unlikely to have ever been in this room. given that he's just a visitor.
Can we go back into the main room and ask who was
working here?
Working in the book room and who received these books for repair?
And I'm just going to hover by the door. Hermione, obviously, you are more than welcome to pass.
Yes.
Just because I feel like there is perhaps information in this room that we have yet to reveal.
Okay.
Slash if somebody tries to sneak in there, be good to know. So I'm just going to hover slightly out of sight, like, you know, perch you on top of a bookshelf.
All right. Should I work this room because I'm shouty?
Yeah. Go for it. Sure. Go for it. Do it.
I mean, hey, first hey, you book people. Who is working on repairing the books today?
Varnir says
yesterday.
Yesterday, today, tomorrow, whatever time.
We've all been in there at some point. That's the bindery. You really shouldn't be in there, but I suppose if we're all going to die here, what does anything matter anymore? Why does no one listen to me?
Okay. It's okay. I know I got it too, but we're gonna figure this out. Okay, so who checked in these books on the clipboard? Who wrote this down?
They would have been a work order from the main library. Says Varnir.
Do we know where the fourth one is?
It appears we have a missing book. We want to find it.
What's the missing book? Says Varnir.
Bedtime rhymes.
Very strange. I hate when books get misshelled. Makes all of Candlekeep look bad. From the north, you hear something. There's a doorway on the north side of the library that you have not yet explored. And from beyond that doorway, there's no doubt in your mind where this is coming from. But you hear a strange voice. A voice that seems to be singing some kind of song that seems to match the horrible tune trapped within your head. The horrible voice sounds something like this.
See a mother scything wheat, forgotten husband sleeping near. With one swing she took his feet, with another took his ear. Does the shadow have a name? Shamshime. Causing grief avoids the blame. Shamshime. See a dog that knows how to heal, never heeds plea nor command. Mother gave it a tasty meal, dog chose instead to eat her hand. Does the shadow have a name? Shamshime. Does causes grief avoids the blame? Shamshime. See a son doing chores, washing clothes for folks in town. Fell into the river's roar, sank to the bottom and drowned. Does the shadow have a name? Shamshime. Causes grief, avoids the blame. Shamshime.
I'm just going to ready a fireball.
What is the source of this horrible singing? Is this related to the curse that befalls our adventure? Almost certainly. What horrors yet await them here in Firefly Cellar? And will they ever see the surface world again? For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill.
Shamshime. Shamshime.
Wow.